Welcome back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Let us first take up the issue of Sheriff Randy Smith in St. Tammany. Complete transparency and open disclosure. He is a friend. I've known Randy. I've supported Randy for a number of years. That said, I am incredibly disappointed. I'm disappointed not only with his actions, but I'm disappointed with statements that he's made after this incident. As I was reading through some of what he had to say. Now, I come at this having served as a sheriff. I approach this as having been the subject and the target of personal attacks, not only on me, on my family. I understand the trials and tribulations of being a public employee, an elected official. I understand that what people say and do on social media, you know, and so I've been the subject of all of that. So I understand a little bit about what he's saying when he says that it's hard, you know, because you want to stand up for yourself and for your family. I get it. But you are held to a higher standard. And you've heard me talk about emotional intelligence a lot on this show. The ability to manage one's own emotions and the emotions of others. You know that there are members of the public that are poking just to poke. They want you to break down. It's no different than inmates in a jail that look for a nuance somewhere in the procedures to embarrass a deputy. For whatever reason, they enjoy that. We have a lot of people out there, and it's not a criticism of those. That's just how they're wired. I'm not wired that way. I don't do that. If I'm coming, you know I'm coming. I don't sucker punch anybody. I don't make fun of people. I don't make fun of their bodies, and I don't make fun of any of that publicly. I've not done it on this show. I have no intention of doing that, but that's how I'm wired. But as the sheriff and as the law enforcement officer of St. Tammany, you got to be bigger than that. You've let them win, Sheriff, quite frankly, and it's a shame. You have to exercise emotional intelligence as hard as it is every day of the week. You have to set the example. And in this respect, you failed. And part of the reason you failed is that it sounds like you were in an alcohol-induced state. And anytime you are in an alcohol-induced state, this is what happens. These are the downstream implications of what happens. The alcohol gets the best of you. But there's no excuse. It's not an excuse. And in fact, the best practice is to not be in an alcohol-induced state in your parish, in front of your constituents, or otherwise. Look, I like to partake of a glass of wine as much as the next guy, but I know my limits. And part of what you do as an elected official is you have to be able to maintain yourself in a demeanor that's respectful to your constituents. And this day, you did not. And for many of your constituents, they see you now as an embarrassment. And it will take working three times as hard to come back from this. And quite frankly, I think you announced that you were previously that you were going to not run for re-election. And as much as this pains me to say it, because you are a friend, and I've had a lot of respect for you and the job that you've done over the years, you might want to consider resigning. I don't know that you're ever going to right this ship. I don't know that you're ever going to get this tarnished happenstance off of the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office that have a lot of men and women that are working hard every day, risking their lives on behalf of the constituents of St. Tammany Parish. It's hard to move that in another direction. It's hard to forget that you were actually booked into your own jail. It's hard on the organization. These are those moments in time where credible leadership has to rise to the forefront, where the entity's interest always outweighs the individual. My listening audience has heard me say that a million times. Unfortunately for you, Sheriff, the entity's interest here doesn't align with your personal interest any longer. I think you know that. I suspect very strongly you've already thought about this. The most difficult thing is to act on your intuition. And in spite of everything that you've said, some of which you're trying to explain this conduct away, you can't. I would tell you as a friend, stop. Think about your intuition. Act on it, and probably the best thing that can happen is to move on. Now, let me talk about the Chief Joshua Rondino. There's not a day go by where I don't get information from what's going on inside that organization. I don't know if it's true or not, so I'm not going to even talk about it publicly. I will tell you there's a lot of troubling things that I have been provided with. And, you know, where there's smoke, there's probably fire. The breakdown in the governance of this organization is not good. It's not healthy. And I think, again, the entity's interest outweighs any of the individuals. And I think the posture that we put ourselves in relative not only to the chief, but others, I think some things have to change. The ship has to be righted. It's not right at the present time. There's no way, no how. And if half of what I'm told is true, and ultimately sees the day of light, and can be confirmed, I'm convinced more than ever, you too, Chief, need to resign. Put an end to this. This is not something that is going to turn around. And again, disappointed. Again, why you would think that an organization should give you the protections that you asked for in a contract that you actually crafted, and somehow or another others on the board embraced it, which is mind-numbing and mystifying to me by any stretch of the imagination, because anybody with 3 ounces of a sense of business would know that that contract was a laughingstock. And the reputation of this organization as well has been impaired. And as a result of that impairment, if you give two iotas about the future of that organization, you're going to resign. Move to the next chapter of your life. This one did not fare out very well. No one in their right mind would have ever suggested a one-sided contract like that as a public servant. And obviously, you forgot that you were a public servant. Now, I was presented with a lot of crazy propositions and observations over my years in managing people. But I have to honestly say that it was never as crazy as what I read in that contract, ever. Never did I ever have an employee suggest such a one-sided, overbearing, overreaching contract as that. You lost sight of you, who you are, and your relative importance to that organization. I would remind you, everyone is dispensable, truly dispensable. You are not the center of the universe. You are not the savior of law enforcement, other activity that you would be called upon to involve yourself in within that organization. You can be replaced. And still, and others can achieve what you set out to achieve. But I can promise you, anybody with any professional sense and understanding would be able to read the room and know that they could never propose and ask board members to execute a contract like you suggested. Long and short of it is, you let the entity down. You did. Not anybody else. You did. Own it. And the entity's interest has to outweigh the individual's yet again in this instance as well. And I think the best thing, just my opinion, you need to resign. Love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. We'll be right back. Stay with us.